Okay, we're now on to the next story. I'm a Christian Man.
We'd been underway on our world trip doing eye surgery in different countries. And the family was right with me with many of these episodes. We traveled to a remote village named Kadi, India, in the North Gujarat state. The village there had an untold number of people with eye problems. As a matter of fact, in about 2000, in 22 days, Dr. Shaw and I examined close to 2,000 patients, most of whom had devastating eye disease. Toward the end of our stay in Kadi, an unusual episode occurred. We had been working all day, and toward the end of the day, one of the last patients was an elderly Indian man. They brought him, he was obviously blind, looked like cataracts from a distance. He approached the desk where we were interviewing patients, and his words were, "I am a Christian man." And it struck me that here we were in a Hindu, Buddhist type of country, and there can't be many Christian people here. So we asked him how he got there and to tell us something about his life. He came from a village 120 miles away from Kadi, and the family had heard that an American eye surgeon was coming to Kadi and that would be seeing patients with visual problems. So the family gathered as much money as they could to let their father or their relative go to Kadi, and they all worked for 6 weeks or more. But it turned out the man who had never been more than 15 or 20 miles from the center of Kadi in his whole life did not have enough money to make the journey with anybody else accompanying. Nonetheless, the day arrived that he was scheduled to go by train. The family gave him coins that they had available and collected, a little bag of rice, and put him on the train to Ahmedabad, some 125 miles away. The man had never been on a train. He had very limited experience. Nonetheless, he got on the train, and unfortunately, when he got to Ahmedabad, he missed the bus to the road to Kadi. And had to spend the night in the bus station. The next day, he got a ride with a vegetable truck going north that dropped him off 7 miles from the town of Kadi across the rice fields. The gentleman walked on the trail of the rice, between the rice paddies for the 7 miles, and as he approached the town, he heard children playing. And as he got closer, he said, "Does anyone here have a Christian family?" And one of the children said, "Yes, my family is Christian." He said, "Take me to them." they took him in, bathed him, fed him, gave him a comfortable place to be. And he was up the next day before dawn to get into the line of hundreds of patients waiting for examination. As he approached the examining table that evening that we examined him, it was obvious that he had a condition beyond which we could do anything. And it brought to mind, my God, he said, with all of the power, with all of the effort, with all of the education, with all of the effort to make people see again through surgery, you cannot help this man. Nothing could be done to change his situation. Dr. Shaw explained this to the man. Without emotion, he accepted the words and turned away to make his journey back to his hometown, 135 miles away. And under circumstances like this, it really lets you know how human you are, in that you can't solve all the problems. And it's just impossible to do. So what's the alternative? The alternative is you do everything you can to make it possible for those who can see to have sight-restoring surgery available. Now that takes some organization and so forth, which resulted eventually in the formation of Surgical Eye Expeditions, or SEEC International.
Yeah, I think that's a deeply moving story, Harry. And it perhaps contains, as you say, the lesson that not everything in life has what we believe to be a happy ending. Yeah. But I think, as you said, that this man, in a way, deepened your experience, your understanding. And through his, in a way, his story, it contributed to your NC International's helping other people. And so I think that that's a very poignant note on which we can end this story. Yeah.